And this is the Pacifica PNB Personnel Committee in open session. Okay, so 45 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, the meeting is now called to order, and I'm going to take roll. Teresa Allen is present. Jim Dingman?
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Thank you. And Heather Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Julie Hewitt? Not hearing Julie. Evelia Jones? Not hearing Evelia. James McFadden? Not hearing James. James Sagerton?
Here.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev?
Here.
Thank you. Beth Von Gunten?
Here. Here.
Thank you. Thank you. So, the meeting's called to order. Do we want to appoint a chair pro tem? Does anyone want to move that we appoint a chair pro tem?
James, so moved.
Okay. And who do you want to appoint as chair pro tem?
Do we have any volunteers?
I will serve if you like. Okay. So do you want to nominate me as chair pro tem?
I nominate Teresa.
I second it.
And also, since Julie's on vacation, don't think she's coming tonight.
Okay. I wish I would have known that. I've probably been calling her all this time while she's on vacation. Okay. Is there any objection to me serving as chair pro tem? Therefore, it passes without objection. Okay. I've sent out the agenda, and for this meeting, it is roll call, approve chair pro tem, approve agenda, 4 is approve minutes, 5 is discuss NEDA involvement in this process, 6 is review the CFO job description and set up a subcommittee, 7 is set up the next meeting, and 8 is adjourn. So are there any additions or corrections to this agenda? Does anyone want to move that we approve this agenda?
So moved.
Who is Jim Dingman?
Right.
Okay. Any objections? Approved without objection. Okay. The next item on the agenda is approving the minutes of 8:14. I sent them out yesterday. Does anyone want to move that we approve those minutes?
Motion to approve.
This is James.
Yes.
Were there two sets of minutes, one for 8:14 and one for 8:07, or were there two sets?
The minutes from 8:07 were approved last week.
Okay,
And you can see them if you go to KPFTX. You can see the open session minutes from that meeting.
Recheck that myself. I was absent for, I think, the meeting on the 7th,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's the one where my name was not noted as being in attendance. So I'll double check it. That's all.
Okay.
Not going to hold it up now.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the 8:14 minutes? Okay. Pass without objection. Approve without objection. Okay. The next item on the agenda is to discuss NEDA's involvement in this process. And I must say that I had hoped that that Julie would have spoke with Cynthia of...
Dobek.
Ms. Cynthia Dobek about the evaluation and also about assisting us with the CFO search. I'm maybe there isn't anything to say since she's not here. I'm assuming that at some point we need to have them on the phone, and I would like to know what exactly they're agreeing to do, how they would help us. Like, will they help us find places that we would put the notice that we have an opening for CFO, for example? Does anybody know when Julie might be available next?
You mean Julia?
Julia Hewitt. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Julie Hewitt.
Okay, well,
I'm going to ask her again to please let me know and the committee know of her conversations with Netta. Okay? So shall we postpone this?
So moved.
Report
staff requests
from
the next meeting.
Recognition?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I think we would be more likely to enjoy the company of Cynthia joining us if we scheduled these meetings on a weekday, because this is her weekend. She's
okay.
Staff. When we schedule meetings for KPFK that include staff, we usually aim for 4:00. So that we overlap an hour of staff time with, and then if we extend beyond that, then it's just as a courtesy to people who keep working.
I agree, but if the last time we just decided on this meeting, we could find no time that someone on this committee wasn't committed to another committee meeting, unless it was on like a Friday night or Saturday. I would like to have these meetings on a regular date so we don't have to go through this every week where we say, okay, when are we going to meet this time and what time? But we will come to that. And, yes, I'd be happy to have it on a weekday. And I will certainly – I'm sure we'll all take that into consideration. Okay, so that is that item. Yes, who is that?
Avelia.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Adelia. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad you're on.
Well, I interrupt to say, you know, we had an LSC meeting today, and
yes.
It was very, very long, so, you know, I'm just recovering.
Well, I hope this meeting will be brief, but I think that Jim and Vanessa have done a lot of work, so we'll just have to see if we can breeze through it. Okay.
Okay.
We have... sent out, okay, if you look, Avelia, I have sent you this agenda and the agenda for the executive session that follows. I've also included a Zoom contact information for our executive session, which immediately follows this, and I've also sent you the minutes of the 8:14 meeting. They're not in an attachment format. They are down the after everything else on my email, but that went out I guess about half an hour ago or something like that. Okay.
Oh boy.
So the next item on the agenda is review the CFO job description and set up a CFO search subcommittee. Does anyone want to comment on the job description, which was included in the minutes in our last executive session, I believe?
Yes. Could I read the functions out so we could perhaps review them for the people who are listening to us?
Sure, go ahead. It's a little long, but go for it.
Yeah, I know. Now, and obviously it'll have to be revised, so I'm going to read it unedited first. I sent out copies to everybody. So this is something that was in the minutes of a previous meeting, I guess, that somebody discovered about the job summary of a chief financial officer of the Pacifico National Board. And some of it, of course, is no longer relevant because Ned is no longer here, so we probably have to create substitute language. The job summary. The Chief Financial Officer will oversee the organization's financial goals, objectives, and budget, and provide leadership for the day-to-day operations of the Pacifica Network. This position assumes a strategic role in the overall management of the company. The Chief Financial Officer will direct financial operations, including payroll, internal controls, and auditing, and establish and maintain the objectives and strategy for the finance department. The CFO will ensure that proper financial controls are in place and that financial transactions support the overall business strategy. Regular duties. Work in conjunction with the Chief Executive Officer, Pacifica National Office Operations Manager, and NEDA to assist in planning, directing, organizing, and scheduling workflow activities. Ensure all staff are trained properly in all aspects of their positions. Facilitate business continuity by reassigning duties, approving overtime or temporary staffing. Provide leadership by meeting regularly with staff and listening to concerns. Ensure all financial deadlines are being met. Provide monthly financials, weekly cash flows, and communicates with management. Ensure correct GAAP accounting treatment in the recording of transactions and preparation of financial statements. Ensure compliance with applicable legal and tax requirements. Maintain a complete and current external reporting calendar. Manage accurate and timely preparation of external reports. Monitor and manage cash, project cash needs into the future, and develop strategies to meet requirements. Direct the preparation of usable financial reports to summarize and forecast Pacifica Network's activity and financial position in areas of income, expenses, and earnings based on past, present, and expected operations.
Let me interrupt you to say, I hope that you're reading along as it is was included in the minutes. And if you see something that you think does not belong there, or if you have questions, please write them down so we can talk to Netta about
that
or something moving forward, okay? Just so
that obviously
reading is not in vain here. Go ahead.
Right, obviously we need to revise it. Okay. Oversee the preparation of the annual operating and capital budgets and the periodic reporting of actual performance compared to budget. Identify and monitor significant risks and develop management options for improving results. Ensure complete and up-to-date written operating procedures for all accounting and financial controls. Monitor and maintain the finance department's internal controls to ensure accurate record keeping, safeguarding of assets, and appropriate segregation of duties. Ensure that other departments involved in financial activities have adequate internal controls. Maintain the integrity and usability of the accounting and payroll systems. Prepare or supervise any special analyses or write-ups required for any emerging accounting and or reporting issues. Supervise the annual audit of Pacifica Network's financial statements. Assist department heads with interpretation of the numbers and monitor new developments that should be reflected in the books. Supervise the administration of federal grants in accordance with Office of Management Budget Circulars and the Terms of Specific Grants. Create and maintain effective banking relationships. Facilitate the presentation of financial data to the Finance Committee and full board in monthly board meetings. Report to the Pacifica National Board and to any other body designated by the Pacifica National Board. Again, attend National Finance Committee meetings regularly as well as some Pacifica National Board meetings as needed. Responsible to report information to the National Financial Committee and Pacifica National Board, including balance sheets, income statements, etc., prepares the national office budget as well as reviewing budgets of all the stations and units, leads the strategic planning processes, and keeps the National Finance Committee and Pacifica National Board appraised of all outstanding debt, legal costs, etc. Keep and maintain adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and retained earnings. Directs the financial accounting function and maintain responsibility for monthly annual financial reporting, financial analysis, audit, banking, cash management, budgeting, and risk management. Prepares financial reports and analyses and analyzes at least quarterly and makes presentations for or to the Executive Director of the National Board and the National Board Finance Committee. Prepares the annual budget financial projections for year-end forecasting and audit coordination, including preparation and collection of audit information as well as functions as the primary liaison to auditors. Administers the organization's investment portfolio, directs and supervises the organization's investment managers and advisors. Maintains official financial records and documents and ensures compliance with federal, state, and local regulations and reporting requirements, such as annual information returns, payroll withholding, and reporting, 990s, etc. Ensures management of all Pacifica assets, including real estate investment funds and SCAs, in collaboration with the executive director and under the discretion of the Pacifica National Board. Assures adequate control of accounting of all funds, including developing and maintaining sound financial practices. Provides financial leadership, advice, and financial transparency, and establishes financial goals for the network, working with the executive director and national board of directors. Performs other related duties as assigned or requested. Now, the education experience required, bachelor's degree in accounting with 10 years of supervisory experience, accounting knowledge of Great Plain accounting software, public broadcasting experience preferred, including knowledge of FCC regulations, nonprofit management experience required, demonstrated ability to hire, develop, motivate, and retain a talented team, fundraising, including grant writing, donor member program management, and or event coordination, operational expertise in Microsoft Office's suite of applications, including Word, Excel, and Access. Excellent level of accuracy, attention to detail, and organizational skills. Ability to work collaboratively on multiple projects simultaneously. Ability to work proactively to meet deadlines. Ability to take responsibility and ownership for tasks and to use initiative and creativity to resolve problems. Strong positive interpersonal skills and commitment to excellent service and satisfaction for Pacifica's members and clients. That is the job description that was in the minutes.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments? Maybe we should have asked this to begin with, but does anybody have anything in that job description which you think is not needed, or is there something more that's needed? Okay, well, maybe we didn't need to read it. But I'm going to say at this point that we need to run this by. I want to hear from somebody that has talked to Netta. In our last meeting, Jim Sagerton, you offered to talk to Netta about something. Let me see where it was. I don't know whether it was this item here or not. Okay, the job description. Julie Hewitt asked Netta if they had a CFO job description, and they said no. Jim McFadden resent the job description that I had originally sent out. And I have two stars. When people make a commitment to do something at a meeting, in the minutes, I usually put two stars in front of it, and I'm assuming that during the meeting, if you've offered to be on a committee or you've offered to do something, that you've taken your own private notes. It says, James Sagerton and Jay Hewitt will ask Jay Kennard to review the job description. James, have you talked to Julia Kennard about this?
Yes, I have. She has offered to review it. I have not had an opportunity to discuss it with her yet. However, I think that she did do all of those things, and that is a pretty detailed and accurate description of what she did and what is expected. So I think I may not have heard from her because she didn't have any dissent from it, but I'll make sure to specifically get her response.
Okay. All right, let me put that into the minutes then. I don't know when our next meeting is. We will soon get to that. But when we do, if you could either have her on the phone or have her with her additions or corrections, I sure would appreciate it so we can move to the next step.
I'll just give you a heads up, if I may. I would guess that with the fact that they're leaving and there are a number of things that we're trying to get them to help us with, sort of on their way out the door, that she would probably opt not to necessarily be on the phone, but to just say whether or not she felt there were any additions that were needed. But, you know, I will get specific with her about it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that.
Jim to the stack?
Go ahead, Jim.
One part of this, I'm going to read it again, regular duties, work in conjunction with a chief executive officer, Pacifica National Office Operations Manager, and NETA to assist in planning, directing, organizing, and scheduling workflow activities. Now, is there a Pacifica National Office Operations Manager? And obviously,
no.
NETA is no longer in the picture. So the one
no, not only is they no longer... I'm sorry, Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, not only is there not a national operations officer, but there was somewhere else in there that a position was described that doesn't exist. So, you know, I should have mentioned that as a caveat.
Do you recall which position?
It was another national office position. Maybe it was just that one.
Well, I tell you what we're going to
do. There's also a mention of a financial operations department, which we clearly don't have.
Well, we might have to set one up, correct?
You can come up with some magic money to staff it, yes. Otherwise, it's just part of the function of the executive office, executive director.
All right, so I'm going to highlight in red those things.
I think what we need is a point person for this CFO search, and I'd like to ask people now who would like to be in charge of this search committee or search subcommittee. But this person will be, of course, they'll be the person that would be taking this job description, get the approval of this job description, take things out that this committee does not approve of. They will take it to the PNB, and we will support them. But they will be the point person answering questions and make sure that the final version in front of the national board is correct, how we approve it. So we need someone. Okay, Jim Sagerton. Okay, so first I have in the notes, Jim Sagerton will revisit Jay Kennard, the two ends, correct?
Say it again?
Jay Kennard of NETA has two ends in her name, right?
Correct, yes.
For her additions, corrections. Okay, and Jay Sagerton will convene and be point person for the search, CFO search subcommittee. Does anyone else want to be on this subcommittee?
I have a question about that, a little perhaps pushback.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm thinking that other than evaluating the executive director, the hiring of the CFO is the business of this committee. I don't see the need to break out a subcommittee, especially if it's going to be a subcommittee of one. I think this should just be the ongoing business of this committee,
okay,
not to break it out as a separate thing.
Okay. It's just that when we have, like, if we have work sessions, I just don't know whether I want to have every member of this group in those work sessions, because I don't want to say, well, we can't get our work done because we didn't meet quorum or something like that.
Well, if you
not
just
everybody
describe
wants to be involved
it,
in every bit of minutia involving that process.
If you just describe what you're doing as a work session, there is no quorum for a work session.
Okay, all right. I'll put a semicolon, may call work sessions. Okay.
All right, and Teresa, Jim to the side?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, so there are two I've highlighted in red, and I will send it out as a PDF, but this is for the record. There are at least two paragraphs along regular duties that have to be revised. One is working in conjunction with the CEO, P&O operations manager, Netta.
Hold this 1 minute. Okay. So, James Sagerton, are you expecting me to put those what he's doing right now into these minutes?
Teresa, I'm doing that. I will send that out to everybody. I already did it.
Okay. All right.
Let me just finish. So the first thing is work in conjunction with the CEO, P&O operations manager, and Netta to assist in planning, directing, organizing, and scheduling workflow activities. So that's one paragraph. The second one that Jim referred to is monitor and maintain the finance department's internal controls to ensure accurate record keeping, safeguarding of assets, and appropriate segregation of duties. And I wonder, the next comment after that is ensure that other departments involved in financial activities have adequate internal controls. Well, I guess that would be not to be revised. But anyway, I put in red those two paragraphs. Does anybody else see any problematic paragraphs in this description of the job functions that should be changed or altered?
I have a comment on that, but not another alteration, just a comment on that.
Go ahead, Jim.
Not unlike at the stations where I know, at least at WBAI, we once had an arts department, we had a public affairs department, we had a variety of, you know, I'm sure we had a music or an arts department. We had a variety of different kinds of departments. I imagine that was also true, although before my time, on the national level, we just don't have that structure anymore. So I think references to departments should be taken out, and if necessary, you could just insert the word management, which would then involve the executive director.
Jim to the stack.
This is my problem. I just don't know whether this whole committee needs to make those needs to weigh in on those. I would rather at least even if it's just you and Jim, make those decisions, work with Netta, and then present us with the final product of that work, rather than us going over every one of these things.
Teresa?
Go ahead, Jim.
I agree. I mean, other people might want to chime in. This paragraph, this sentence that Jim was referring to, ensure that other departments involved in financial activities have adequate internal controls. Well, KPFA does indeed have internal other departments, so it's not non-applicable to other parts of the system. And I think that should be retained. But yes, we could debate that later and not encumber this meeting with that kind of detail.
In fact, I might even suggest that you too get with Julia Kennard. You know, like kind of check each other's work, so make sure you're on the same page, and then present when you work with her, kind of you two decide whether what you think you ought to do with her suggestions and present it to us, and maybe you can say, well, you know, she didn't like this, but we did, or something to that effect, since you're working with her. Does that sound okay? Or do you want to just have James Sackerton meet with Julia, make the corrections that you're making now, make the corrections on his own with Julia Kennard, or give us a presentation, say, Julia thinks we ought to do this, we ought to do this and do this, and we're going to sign off on it?
Well, let me make another suggestion. Again, I'm not sure I understand the division of labor that you're trying to achieve here.
Yeah.
Perhaps I can tell you that if we have meetings on Sunday, Julia is, you know, that doesn't help her with finding room for it in her schedule. If we
mm-hmm.
have it during the week, during regular hours when she's working, which is, you know, she works a long day,
mm-hmm.
it's not that restrictive. That would vastly increase the chances that we could get her involved in this. But, I mean... Yeah,
well,
Teresa, what are you doing? Whoa.
I'm trying to have this meeting move along. That's what I'm trying to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so I'm fine with having a conversation and, you know, having a little call, a meeting, if you will, with Julia to go over the language of this thing and make sure that she thinks it's realistic. As I said, I already think it is, with the exception of these couple of words indicating mm-hmm. departments that we don't have. I'm going to say it again. I don't want myself or Jim Dingman and myself to go off in a corner and figure out what we're doing about a CFO hire. I think that's the work of this entire committee. That's what the committee is for. If it's not for that, I don't know what it is doing as a committee.
We need to review
the, you know, we owe the executive director per her contract a review of a performance review.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be working on that too.
We're not talking about performance review right now. We're talking about the CFO job description.
I understand that. I'm trying to explain what I think the duties of this committee are and the priorities of this committee, and it's
mm-hmm.
those two things. It's the performance review for the executive director and the CFO hire, and, you know, down the line we can talk about the other hires that we may need to make, but, you know, with the caveat that we don't have the money right now, so I don't know how we're gonna hire a whole panoply of professionals to replace the services of NEDA. But right now the priority is the CFO hire, the executive director review, and also I guess we would have to add when we see what developments are being had on it, the immediate need to get someone in place to do the personnel, the preparation of the payroll information that needs to be forwarded to Paylocity. And I think, again, the whole committee should be doing that, not subgroups.
All right, Jim.
But, you know, I want to hear from the rest of the committee if they think I'm not right about that.
All right, Jim, to the side.
Go ahead, Jim Dingman.
All right, I just sent in red the highlighted items on a PDF form of the job description to all you guys, including Julia. And I also sent a separate email to Julia asking her if she could look at this job description so that at least she has that and Jim can communicate with her and we can get some feedback early next week.
Okay. Then I'll make a notation that that Jay Dingman sent some additions and corrections to the committee and Jay Kennard. Okay.
And Jay
Sagerton will convene and be point person for CFO search committee and may call work sessions. And yes, we will sign off on everything, but I don't think everybody will want to be involved in every bit of this process.
And Teresa?
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, and other people, of course, can look at this and chime in with what they think. Of course, their opinions are about it.
Fine. So does anybody have anything that additionally that you think we need to cover regarding the CFO job description?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Jim just mentioned a person that has to be hired to do the payroll. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes.
Is there a job description for that person?
Not that I'm aware of.
It seems to me in the last meeting that we held, I think Julia said, well, of course, blah, 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 is going to continue doing payroll. I don't know.
Paylocity.
So
that's a payroll firm.
I'm assuming that Stephanie will renegotiate that contract separate from NETA.
Pacifica has a contract with Paylocity that would be in the executive director's wheelhouse, so to speak. I don't think it's under consideration at this time to renegotiate that. I think, you know, it's an ongoing situation that we've had and we continue to have, and it's working. I think it's a reasonable price, but we could review that if we wanted to make sure that it's still competitive.
Well, Jim Dingman, what was your point about Pilat?
I just was curious. I was a little confused. Is there a separate person right now who actually assembles the information for Paylocity? Is that something that NETA does, or we just simply each individual unit sends that information up to Paylocity, and that's how the payroll is handled?
May I answer, Chair?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that is something that someone at NETA does. The general managers or the business managers send in the hourly reports. And, you know, in the old days, it would be time cards. It's now electronic. They send in the electronic time cards of the employees, and that information is whatever is done with it, collated, organized in such a format that Paylocity can work with it, and then it's forwarded on to Paylocity. We're looking at we need to replace that function when NETA goes, and that's an immediate need because the person who does that at NETA is leaving before NETA does because she's going on to another better position. And so that we will need to fill that. I believe that's being handled by the executive director and NETA.
Shall I send an email to the executive session? I designated some of these things for Julia Hewitt to do, because I didn't want a whole bunch of people calling NETA and the executive director. But should somebody ask who is handling that?
I think it's in the works, and that's not necessary. It's being worked on between the chair, the CFO, and the executive director.
Okay.
I believe they're looking for an interim person to be an interim from it within Pacifica. They're looking for an internal hire as an interim.
So
that's going to be covered for the time being In other words, the emergency short-term function will be fulfilled. And then, we, you know, when we go on discussing in general how to replace the functions that NEDA performs, that will be likely part of the conversation.
Okay, so in the minutes I'll put Jay Sagerton thinks that the CFO, NETA, and ED are working on payroll function moving forward. Is that correct?
Yes, you can put that. That's fine.
Okay.
Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim Dingman.
Can we perhaps get a definition, a word description of what this person does so that we're at least covered in the sense that who knows what could happen in the next few weeks? And obviously somebody who collates the pay for everybody, that's an important function to make sure we don't get screwed up. So is it possible to get a job description of that person's tasks?
Well, let me ask you this, Jim Dingman. Can you write that question and give it to James Sagerton when he discusses things with the CFO? Well, no. I'm sorry. You said, okay, Jim Sagerton, you said you were going to revisit with Julia Kennard at NEDA for her additions and corrections to the CFO job description. When you're talking with her, can you ask her whether we could have a job description for this payroll position too? Or is that maybe inappropriate?
I just think we are perhaps overcomplicating a simple thing, but we want to put another layer on it.
We're not on the finance committee, so we don't, and I don't, so, and I'm not an officer, so I don't know who's doing what.
Yeah, well, I think I did try to say that between the chair, the CFO, and the executive director, I believe they're handling this, and they're involved in talking amongst themselves and with an existing employee in Pacifica to expand their responsibilities to handle that matter. And I don't think, you know, I don't think getting a job description is going to help that process one iota. At some point, if we need to add that as a new position or, you know, do something, I would assume in the past that's been done by the CFO. If that's going to be a separate function that's done by a separate individual, maybe eventually we'll have to post for a permanent hire for such a position. I'm hoping, you know, that since we, you know, in the larger scheme of things, this is a relatively small organization, and hopefully we wouldn't need a whole separate individual to do that. It just so happens that NETA had somebody doing that because they've got lots of clients, and so they're able to divide their activities by function that way. I think it'll probably be part of the job description of either some kind of
The problem that I have is when you're using the word probably. We did discuss this in a previous meeting. I don't know whether it was on the 7th or the 14th. We said what talents do we have already, who's doing what, and we kind of went over some of those things, and we said, okay, well, we asked, you know, who's going to do it? Do we need somebody to do payroll? Do we need somebody to do liaison with the auditor? Do we need somebody to do, we listed about four or five things that NETA was doing, and not that I thought that we needed to find the people to do this, but it would affect the job description of the CFO.
Well, now I don't recall. Was this in the job description that we just read for the CFO, or wasn't it?
No, it was not.
Okay, well, and that's the question we need to ask NETA. Should that be included in the CFO job description, or should that be a separate function? You got to remember, we used to have business managers at the stations. We used to have, you know, I don't know if we ever had a national business manager. I think the CFO basically performed as a national business manager as long as I've been aware of it.
it just did something here. My computer wants to do some sort of translator. Okay, so my question, Jim Sagerton, is while you're talking to Kennard, will you also ask that question?
Yes.
If the payroll function will make a difference in the job description of the CFO. Okay? All right?
Well, I'm going to actually ask her if it should be part of the CFO job description or separate. Got it.
Okay. Okay, can you repeat that to me so I can put that in the minutes?
I had to ask
Dave Kennard if...
Ask Julia if payroll function should be part of the CFO job description or separate. That's what
say
I have.
Say that one more time.
Okay. We're going to ask the CFO if the payroll function, the Pacifica side of the
mm-hmm.
payroll function
mm-hmm.
should be part of the CFO job description
okay.
or a separate description.
Good. Thank you. That's helpful. All right. Is there anything else that we need to discuss while we're on the CFO job description? Or, okay. Yeah, so is there anything else that anybody can think of?
Yeah, where are we going to advertise for the job?
I think we need to ask Kennard that question. I think we need to ask Netta where one would advertise for CFO positions. Correct?
James, yeah, I think that is correct. If I may ask Beth, who I think is on the call, I know that they're discussing the general manager hire over there at KPFK, and I'm just curious how involved with that was Netta, especially in terms of where to place the advertisements. Was that a Netta operation, or was that done by your search committee? Who handled that?
That was done by the search committee, both this year and last year. And it was actually a little problematic because there was no budget for it, which delayed the process. And if it had been handled by Netta, I would assume that would have been covered under services they provide, but they didn't. I mean, I don't know that we asked. I think it was just assumed the committee would do it. And if I might, as long as I have the floor for a moment,
mm-hmm.
I would like to suggest that however we look, through whatever venue, that we consider and compare posting in places that could recruit either from California, which would help simplify the legality, because any CFO out here would be familiar with California law, but also that we look elsewhere in less costly sites. I think one of the ways Netta manages to keep costs as low as they are, providing such extensive services, is that they're located in a lower cost region. And I think we should at least consider that option. I don't know which would be the more significant factor. I don't know if being familiar with California law is helpful enough that it would be worth paying more, which it would, to locate someone out here, or whether it really doesn't make that much difference, and therefore someone in, you know, South Carolina or Iowa or wherever would be adequate. So I hope that'll be taken into account in our search. Thanks.
Madam Chair and committee?
Yes.
This is Avelia speaking.
Beth, one thing I recognized in the search committee for KPFK last week is that NEDA actually has a free job listing service. We didn't know about it when we were doing the general manager thing, but we're at the end of that, so at a certain end point. So let's find out from either Michael Novick or, well, I'll dig up whoever sent that message, but NEDA actually has a free job posting. So, yeah, it's something that we haven't used for sure.
Okay.
And they didn't tell us they had it. They didn't tell us they... Huh? I don't hear you.
Go ahead, Beth.
Oh, okay. Then I wanted to acknowledge that I was on that search committee last year, but Avalia is fresh off that committee this year. And so she has a much more direct knowledge of what actually happened. I had forgotten that, and that you were here. It would have made much more sense to direct that question to you. So
Well, to everyone, I never say anything if I have nothing to say. But in this case, we did discover after the fact, NEDA did not tell us this, but they had other issues. They have a free service. I'll find out what it is and report it to whom as soon as possible. Who should I tell?
This is, I think, why we need one person who is dealing with NEDA to make sure that we ask them to do certain things that are part of their service. And Jim, so if you're going to be the person that's talking to Julia Kennard, or who's going to talk to Cynthia Dobek and ask this question? I mean, I was hoping it would be Julia Hewitt, and she may have already discussed it, the things that were in the minutes that she was going to discuss with them, I have not heard back. So I don't want to duplicate, but I do want to utilize what services NEDA has.
I think they have the free job post.
Okay, so do we need to ask Dobek that question, work with Dobek, or do we work with Kennard on that?
We can do either. But I would say that, we have to remember, unless something happens that I'm not seeing any sign of, that it will be gone on September 30th. I don't think they're going to leave us in the lurch. They may help us tie up some loose ends. But I believe this job search and this process of hiring a CFO and in particular hiring the other functions of that NEDA performs, hiring them out is going to be a process that goes beyond their presence with us. So, sure, if they have a place where they put free postings up for everybody and anybody, we want to do that. But we don't want to have them, waist deep in our process if then they're not going to be there.
Well, here's what I present. I will find out where that information came from directly, and I will let Teresa know. I'm in communication with Teresa. And Teresa, you forward it to whomever you think needs to know on the committee here.
Okay. Well, I'm making a notation that I'm going to talk to Julia Hewitt to work with NEDA for their postings or suggestions of where to advertise the position. And I'll put your your name, Avalia.
And tell them we found out about it during our general manager search. Yes.
Okay.
Far too late, but that's okay. We know now.
Okay.
May I make an additional suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
Chair?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm being a little too formal. If this is a more informal committee, I'm acting like it's the PMB. We find ourselves over and over again reinventing the wheel every time we do something in this organization. We just went through recently the hire of an executive director. and we had places where we advertised for that. We had, you know, people who were overseeing it. And where would we go to get that information? I don't really know. Does the executive director have that information in their office? You know, do the people that, Teresa, were you involved in that search?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't on the board last year.
Okay, I think maybe Vanessa was involved.
I was involved in that search.
So where can we get that information? Was there? And I realize it's a problem in Pacifica that we don't have repositories where we keep our documents and we keep ourselves organized along these lines. But is there a place where we can go to look for where these things were posted?
Let me go back, talk to some folks. We was all also in that process, involved in that process. I don't recall offhand, but I would go back and touch base with some people so I can bring that back to this group.
Thank you, Vanessa. Did Netta help with that?
Not that I recall, no.
Okay. But they do provide...
Wait a minute. Heather was also... Is Heather here?
She was.
Heather was also...
I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Do you recall, Heather?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, Vanessa, if you could help us not reinvent the wheel, this situation, we would appreciate it.
No problem. Heather, would you like for us to work on that together since we were both on the search committee?
Yeah, let's do it. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, Tim.
All right.
Okay. On sources used for the ED search. Okay. All right. Now, this is the deal. Our meeting is scheduled to end in 18 minutes. And what we're going to do is we're going to schedule our next during this meeting and go into executive session, and that meeting ends at 9 o'clock. Everybody insisted that we had to be finished by then. So when is our next meeting going to be scheduled?
This is Beth, if I may.
Give everybody enough time to get some work done between now and that meeting, because I don't want to just do nothing between meetings and then try to get it, do it all inside the meeting. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes. In recent weeks, I've been having not just a regular week full of meetings, but meetings and indeed multiple meetings on Sundays, and it's becoming every Sunday. It was last Sunday. This is my third heavy meeting this Sunday. It came from the same meetings Avalia did. And there will be another PNC or LSB meeting next Sunday. And I'm here to tell you it's just too much. It is my chance to apologize for not getting to convening the ED assessment evaluation work group this last week. I scrambled to try to get there the whole week, and it's been coming at me like a fire hose this week. It's just, you know, a bridge too far. So honestly, I don't think it's realistic to schedule these meetings on Sunday. I think we lose participation of the staff. We struggle pretty much each time to make quorum, which means that those of us who do come end up bearing more of the work.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, so what we're going to do is okay, I don't want to have a meeting on Friday. I don't really want to have a meeting on Saturday. We're looking at the 29th. I think the last time we talked about Mondays, Vanessa said she was on an outreach committee. So the WBAI Membership Outreach and Fundraising Committee is Monday the 29th. How about our meeting on Monday the 29th? It's either that or Tuesday the 30th, which is Programming Committee.
I'm looking at at KPFTX.
So am I.
So this is Vanessa, back, please.
Does anyone have problems with Tuesday the 30th of August?
I'm not looking at KPFTX, so I don't know what's happening on that day.
Programming Committee. National Programming Committee.
Is that, that's it?
That's Jim Dingman.
That would be Heather. That would be Heather and Jim Dingman, right?
Yeah. Okay, how about...
Monday the 29th is okay with me.
Okay,
well, what else is on that date?
I'm sorry?
What else is on the 29th?
29th is WBAI membership outreach and fundraising. The 31st is KPFT finance, but it's early in the day.
Okay,
so
and what time? What 31st? Time are we talking about on the 29th?
Say that again.
At what time on the 29th are we thinking about?
About 5:30, this kind of the default national meeting time.
So that would be 8:30. Okay.
Wait a minute. Can we possibly move it up so if we have a staff member from the East Coast, if we decide to have a staff person on the call, that
good
it
idea.
Would be easier
no,
for them?
Okay.
Good idea.
But so, if this affects somebody, anybody in California that has a job that has to work after.
Vanessa to the staff.
Yes, Vanessa.
Okay. So I need to check with the evaluation committee that I'm involved with, the GMPD evaluation committee, to see what's happening there. And we've been meeting at about 8. So even if we met, I could at least start with them if we started at 8:30. So I apologize if that's a burden for a staff person. But I think I heard somebody say earlier they work long days. And if somebody
well,
who works
I,
long
I think
days,
you heard I think you heard Beth Von Gutten saying that KPFK was scheduling a lot of meetings and she's on a lot of national committees.
No, but
so,
someone
well,
else.
I also that was me.
Right,
that was me.
I
said that Julia Kennard worked long days and that was an advantage during the week, and during the weekends she prefers not to work long days.
Right.
Okay. Is there anyone on this? Is there anyone on this committee other than James McFadden who has a day job? So
we
could
a day job.
A day job that works until 5 o'clock at night on the West Coast.
Oh, on the West Coast.
I can be there.
Because I think he said that he was going to be on vacation on the 29th. But he's going to be gone for a long time. So I'm thinking either the 29th or the 31st, and let's schedule it something like 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. We'll see. If maybe even 3 o'clock. If we don't have any people working, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. So that 3, 4, 5, 6, which would be 6 o'clock on the East Coast. How's that?
On what date?
On either Monday the 29th or Wednesday the 31st.
Okay, so you talked about what's on the schedule on the 29th. What's on the schedule for that Wednesday? What, the 31st?
Wednesday the 31st, there's nothing on there that would affect anybody but KPFT, and it's in the middle of the afternoon. So.
Okay. Well, okay. So I think either of those days, at least for me, I think Wednesday preferably, but Monday I think could work at 6 o'clock, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, this phone sucks. So I think either of those days would work for me, just speaking for myself, Wednesday being preferable, since there's nothing scheduled on there for anybody.
Okay. We're going to go with Wednesday the 31st, and we're going to do it at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 4, 5, 6, which is 6 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Eastern. On the 31st. New event. And this is, what committee are we on here? We're personnel. Oy vey. Personnel. Okay. It's now scheduled. And I think 90 minutes maximum. Okay. Does anyone move to adjourn?
Before we adjourn, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I've sent out to everybody a ad that was in Current. Current is a public media magazine, newspaper that's been published for many years. And what I sent out was a description, job description posting for somebody to be the CFO for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. So I think you'll see the salary range in there and the description of a job. Thank you.
Okay. We're ending our meeting in about 10 minutes. So it is 7:51, which is 8:51 Eastern. 8:51, correct? We are adjourned.